Next application is case number 11471, the application of Linwood and Patricia Romano. Site is northeast of Route 5 Oak Orchard Road, being northwest of Circle Drive, 850 feet northeast of Circle Drive entrance off of Old Oak Orchard Road, and being lot 32, block A, section 2 of Orchard Manor, with a 911 address of 33038 Circle Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 34.08, parcel 137, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement on both sides of the lot.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Sir, before we start, could you remove your hat, please? Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your names and addresses for the record?
Sure. Nicole Romano. We're here for property 33038 Circle Drive.
Okay. And you are?
Joe Romano. We're here for 330838 Circle Drive, Millsboro. 33038.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
So this evening, my husband and I are here. We just recently purchased property off of his aunt and uncle, and we are purchasing a double-wide home through Clayton Homes and buying it as a package deal from them. So what we would like to do is place the double-wide home facing forward, facing the street, as opposed to facing it sideways on the lot, as the current single-wide trailer is sitting there. Okay. So right now, currently, the lot is 75 feet by 140. The home we look to purchase, or the home we did purchase, is 60 feet by 28. So with the current 10-foot allotment on each side, we are requesting a 2.5 variance, both on the left and the right, to place the house appropriately. So for uniqueness, we say that the lot is narrow and previously has an old single-wide put in sideways. And the new double-wide is to be placed, like we said, facing forward, facing the road. And the current setbacks will prevent this by a total of 5 feet shortage combined on each side. So the possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance? No, the home would have to be set sideways if we're not unable to get the variance. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? No. Again, we would just have to turn it sideways. And has difficulty been created by the applicant? No, the applicant would like the home to increase curb appeal and the overall value of the home and conformity of the neighborhood. On that street, there are many homes that currently face forward on the street. So the effect on the surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it would not. In fact, it would, like I just said, enhance the curb appeal and the conformity. And additionally, if we had to place the home sideways, then our home would be facing our neighbor's living room. And if we were to ever put a porch on the back of it, again, all of that would face our neighbor's living room. So if we're able to get the variance and turn the home facing towards the street, and our hopes is to put a nice porch on the back, then it would actually open up to an open cornfield, how the lot sits. So will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development? No, it would still leave a 7.5 feet on each side of the property plus the 10-foot on the neighboring property. And is the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. The extent of the variance, again, just 2.5 feet on each side. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? No. And will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Again, we're only asking for a total 5-foot variance.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Let's see if there's any questions. See if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start down with you, Mr. Workman.
Yes. You said there are other homes facing the same way?
There are other homes in the neighborhood, absolutely.
Are you planning on putting a deck on it now?
Not right now. Mm-mm.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Hudson?
Your neighbor that you stayed, if you placed it the opposite way, how does their house set?
It's not a pretty diagram, but I have a diagram, and I think we submitted it with ours, with the two neighboring properties. I can show you.
Well, I have that, but
okay.
What I'm asking is, does their house sit like you?
So their house is almost an L shaped. So I believe it's sideways with an addition that goes a long way on the back. And the other property right to the left of us is also sideways. That's, a smaller lot. The house right across the street from us is forward-facing.
Sideways meaning exactly like you want yours set?
No, we would like ours facing the street forward.
They are opposite the way you want yours set.
I believe the house to the right of us is sideways. They just have an addition on it, so it makes it look like it's kind of facing the street.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickard.
So this is something you want, right?
Yes,
you
sir.
You want this. Okay. Well, we're here for you to convince us that you need this. Okay. Now, explain to me why asking for the variance here, you're not creating the practical difficulties. Convince me you're not doing that. In other words, if you had it right, like the one next door to you, which wouldn't even be here, mm-hmm. right?
We're
to meet the setbacks. If you put it the way
we would not be here, correct, if I turned it sideways. Okay. So the year model of the home that we're buying is a 2013 or 14 home. So the outside look of it is very different from the two homes that are on the right and left of it, similar to the home across the street, actually. So to turn that sideways, it would, because it's a double wide, you're almost turning a house sideways and sticking it in the middle of the lot, if you will. So just the...
Would that be a practical difficulty to you?
I don't know if I would purchase the home if it had to be turned sideways that way.
You lost the front of your house, in other words.
Basically, yes. It's... again, it would look very odd, and I think it just throws the development out of conformity. Although the two next to us are placed sideways, they're just different model single-wide trailers. And it also, it increases the value of the neighborhood, I believe, and also the curb appeal. It's an older development, and as they're selling off, I think a younger generation is moving in, and I think a lot of them are changing and buying the newer models to keep the development going.
You ever think considering going to a smaller one, or is that the size?
No, with this, with our family and what we're using it for.
Question. The front door, if you place it the way you request it, is designed to be facing...
Facing the street, yes.
Thank you.
And the homes on the adjacent properties, the front door faces the street as they are?
Yes, sir.
Long mm-hmm. with, in parallel to the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are there any further questions in from members of the board? Mr. Sharp, you have one.
Mr. Lank, are there any sure. issues with separation requirements from this?
It's a GR subdivision. The setbacks are measured based on the lot lines that exist. There's no separation from adjoining properties. Okay. Only from the setback.
And question for Ms. Romano. You mentioned that you were planning on doing a porch. Or is it your intent to have the porch go the entire width of the house, or would you make it so that it would be in compliance and you would not need a side yard setback for a porch?
Correct. We wouldn't. We would do it in compliance to where we wouldn't have to ask for variance.
Is there a septic on the property now?
No, sir. Okay. There's an abandoned septic that we're all hooked up to sewer now.
So does the to put a a house or to set this house or to put a home on the property, does that conflict it with the septic at all?
No, sir. We checked with the Clayton Homes checked with the county.
This is a central sewer.
I'm sorry?
There will be central sewer on your lot. It's a new sewer district, the Oak Orchard sewer district.
Do you know off the top of your head how close your neighbor, both neighbors' property is from your mutual line?
The house to the right, I believe their driveway would be neighboring our lot. The house to the left, the back of their trailer is neighboring our lot. It has a nice tree line on the left. Not.
But as far as you know, they meet their setbacks?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Again, then, any further questions? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We take case number 11,471 under advisement.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 11,471 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,471 is taken under advisement. And again, also, ma'am, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Great, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.